The third reading is Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. A reading from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
Let us now sing A Little Town of Bethlehem.
From Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The word of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Let us now sing Angels We Have Heard on High.
Reading is Luke 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have things that you treasure? You have a few things that you treasure. What are those things? What sort of things do you treasure?
Family.
Okay, family.
Friends.
And friends. And sometimes we treasure more material things, like pictures of family, especially family who are no longer with us, friends from long ago.
Memories,
yes, exactly. And when you decorate your tree, do you ever look at those ornaments and think, oh, I remember when this one was made? As I look at a paper angel that my daughter made, probably in kindergarten, you could kind of tell because the coloring isn't what I would have expected of an older child, and well, she's grown now. Or you look at others and you think, oh, I remember when we bought this in that little store when we were on vacation. And when we gather together during the holidays, don't we tell stories and remember happy moments and sometimes sad moments? Those are the sorts of things that we treasure in our hearts. We're told in our lesson today that Mary pondered the things that she treasured in her heart. We're told that the shepherds who had heard this wonderful news ran in haste and found things just as the angels told them it would be. They found Mary, and they found Joseph, and they found the child lying in a manger. And they ran, at first they told Mary and Joseph what they had heard, and then they ran off to tell others. And Mary, we're told, stayed and treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. Well, the shepherds had just heard this glorious news, so they were filled with excitement. Mary has been pondering some of these facts for the last 9 months. She's had a little bit more time to respond to it. We're told twice in the Gospel of Luke that Mary treasures and ponders in her heart things that she has heard and seen. This is the first time. I'm sure that there are other times when she has pondered the things that she's treasured in her heart. I have to think that once the realization finally dawned on her of what her yes meant, that she thought back many times to that visit by the angel Gabriel, announcing to her that if she said yes, she could be the mother of the Messiah. How she grew an understanding of what that yes meant and what Messiah meant. Here we're told that she ponders what she treasures in her heart about what the shepherds have told her, that they too have been visited by first one angel and then a whole multitude of angels glorifying God. And she treasures this. She keeps it safe. She ponders it in her heart. The next time that we hear that she treasures and ponders is after losing Jesus when he's 12 years old. How she must treasure and ponder his strange words about, why are you looking for me? Don't you realize that I'm supposed to be in my Father's house? And she treasures and ponders those words as he continues to grow. And she continues to develop an understanding of who he is and also an understanding of the greatness of God's love. How she must hold on to these things as she watches him grow and mature. And then he sets off on his ministry. I have to think he comes back home on occasion and tells his mother what's been going on. And that she treasures and ponders in her heart some of those words as well, of the miracles that are performed, of the flocks of people who come to listen to his teaching. How she must return to the words of her Magnificat that we heard this last Sunday. Those words that spilled forth from her after Elizabeth's blessing. As she proclaimed how her soul, how her entire being made great our God. And how she must have returned to those words over and over. She must have said them because Jesus picks up those same words. And she watches as her words come to life in his ministry. She watches how he develops that same love for the lowly and the downtrodden and the oppressed that she sang about in her song. Words of a God who looks with favor on the poor and the little and the lowly and the oppressed and the ones no one else seems to cherish. God cherishes them. Jesus, as he grows, cherishes them too. And how she must look at his work, at his deeds and his words, and treasures them and ponders them in her heart. How she must have needed the strength of those words and those memories as she watched what happened to her son as he was rejected, as he was killed. And how she must have gloried in those words when he was resurrected. And how she must have treasured and pondered that event as well. So what is it that we do to follow in her way of treasuring and pondering the deeds of our God in our life? Do you take time to pause and think of the many ways that God has manifested love in your life, forgiveness in your life, grace and mercy in your life, love just for you, an unspeakable, unimaginable love that God has for you, and you, and you, each one of you. So as we move through this Christmas season, through Epiphany, through the new year, find time to treasure and ponder the many ways that God comes in surprising, unexpected ways, just as he surprised Elizabeth and Mary. He surprises us. So look for the ways that God comes and speaks to us and surprises us. All those little things that we can hold on to and treasure in our hearts and ponder. Amen. Let us join together in singing, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.